Ghosts are everywhere.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, hi, hello. It's your us.
It's my us.
Aw, that's nice. It's my us, too.
It's my us. It's my us and your us and all of our us.
It's our us.
It's us!
Oh my god! Oh my god, it's us.
Oh my god, it's us.
Oh my god, welcome back to This Is Us.
This Is Us. It's a fucking depressing ass show.
Emmy award winning content.
Just like sad content.
Just like Bummertown content you watched with your parents.
We're just like that, except... Yeah.
Absolutely the opposite.
Not at all like that. We do have a lot of death and...
That's true.
Yeah, sadness.
Yeah, fires.
Fires? Are there a lot of fires in
that show? Well, there's one. That's how the dad dies. Spoilers.
I didn't know that.
Oh, well, now you'll never watch it.
Is the dad Jess from Gilmore Girls?
Isn't he?
I don't know.
I don't watch Gilmore Girls enough.
This Is Us. I'm looking up.
Yeah. It is. That's what I was,
Yeah.
Yes. That's why I said yes confusedly, because I was like, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, series finale. Spoilers. Mm-hmm. Photos from...
Don't Blair. Look! You can't... Watch this show. You gotta be not spoiled.
I don't care. I've never seen the show before.
You can't be spoiled, Cecilia, in this economy.
I can't be spoiled for This Is Us, a show that I have never watched and will never
watch.
Yeah,
it's important that you don't get any spoilers.
There's a summer barbecue cover shoot.
What? That's spoilers, Cecilia!
Oh,
such
no.
Spoilers to be seen.
Oh.
Well, we're kidding. We're not This Is Us. Though we are us.
This is us.
This is something else.
This is us, but it's not This Is Us.
Correct.
This is Ghosts Are Everywhere.
Oh my gosh, that's right. I'm Carly.
I'm Cecilia.
And that's what we are.
And that is what we are.
That's us, baby.
That is us.
That is us.
Now that's what I call us.
No, that's
and
what I call.
We're here again to talk about ghosts.
And you love it.
And you love it.
And we love it too. And we're back together.
We're in the same room.
In same room. Hooray.
Is that a song?
No. It is now.
Okay.
Not a song you maybe know, unless you're
not
also living inside my brain.
That you've heard, unless you somehow manage to, you know, just like bring it into your brain from Carly's brain.
Yeah. Which, in that case,
entirely possible.
I'm glad for you. You're welcome to it.
I would be afraid.
To be in my brain?
Yeah.
Well, most oftentimes in my brain, it's just a blank room with a tiny lamp in the corner.
I think it's just like episodes of Parks and Rec just like playing on a TV.
Yeah, well, the thing is, if I did that all the time in my brain, then I would never get anything done.
You don't get anything done.
Hey, I like to think I do.
Occasionally you get
a thing done. I like to think I set myself up for
Once
success.
Once in a while, you get a thing done.
That's right.
In between watching episodes of Parks and Rec on repeat in your brain.
That's correct.
Yes.
And I as I've talked about before on this podcast and in life, I have a falling asleep show almost every... I like to watch TV to fall asleep.
Is it Parks and Rec?
It's not Parks and Rec, and that's what I'm trying to say. It's not Parks and Rec because I get too riled up if it's Parks and Rec, and I try to watch it, and then I won't sleep.
Yes.
So it's every show but Parks and Rec.
Okay.
And recently I've been rewatching Review.
Oh.
And
no, it's too good.
it's too good. And that's almost on that same level. But I've also found that different TV shows give me different kinds of dreams.
Okay.
Review, I keep watching Review, and I keep waking up in the night, and I'm like, go back to sleep, Carly, it's 4 a.m.
Yeah.
But Veep, the TV show Veep,
yeah.
I have very fast-paced, like, upsetting dreams too. TV shows that don't, 30 Rock doesn't give me bad dreams.
Yeah.
Not that these are bad dreams. Don't give me high-paced confusion dreams.
Yeah. High-paced confusion dreams.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm trying to think of, like, a good show.
Like a calming
to watch
show?
That's, like, calming.
I feel like Gilmore Girls would be a
Gilmore
good one.
Gilmore Girls, yeah.
Like, something that's wholesome
chill.
And chill is good.
I feel like you just have to pick something that, like, not a lot happens. I sometimes will pick, like, Avatar as a calming show, but then I'm like...
But no.
There's emotions.
Not at all.
There's so many emotions.
There's a lot of feelings.
Yeah, there's a lot of feelings. And I'm like, oh, this isn't as chill as I thought. Because I, like, it's, like, my go-to, like, kind of calming show, but then it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Actually.
Sometimes I like to watch a lot of different, like, Will Ferrell or Adam Sandler movies mostly.
I was thinking those are always good. I could watch, like, Muppet movies.
Oh, that would be really good. Yeah. I recently watched Talladega Nights again to fall asleep. Oh, and that is a really fast-paced movie.
Yes. I've been watching Not to Fall Asleep, but I've been watching SpongeBob.
Oh, that's a classic. Just really to keep you awake.
Just to keep me awake. Just to have a fun time.
Oh, I love that for you. Who's surprised? Not me.
No one. That's the inside of my brain is just...
It's just a TV with SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe it. I believe it. Well.
That was our TV corner.
That's our TV corner. And then the other... corner of our brain.
Oh.
If you're standing in my brain and you're looking out, you can only see three sides.
Okay.
Turn around.
Mm.
Ghost town.
Ghost town.
That's what it is.
That's where the ghosts are?
Yeah.
Like the ghosts of your past or like spooky ghosts.
Not spooky ghosts.
Not like it's not like scary. It's like spooky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. It's more like a Halloween town instead of like
Nightmare on Elm Street. Trauma.
No. It's not a... There is a spot, though, called the Trauma Well. And if you look into it, kind of like Harry Potter style, you can see all this weird shit inside.
Oh,
it's like a pensieve.
Like a pensieve.
Yeah. That's some deep Harry Potter lore. It's a Trauma Well.
It's the Trauma Well.
I love that this book grows themselves.
Don't fall in the Trauma Well. It's bad
inside.
It's not a great place to stay.
That's why no one... It avoids it. All around it, the grass is dead.
Spooky.
But the rest of my scary ghost town is just Halloween town.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not that spooky.
No, it's like fun.
Okay.
It's like Salem Kitschy.
Yeah, it's like the town from Nightmare Before Christmas. Nightmare Before Christmas, not Nightmare on Elm Street.
Correct.
Yes.
Very that.
Yeah.
And on that side lives these stories that we like to tell on
these
this
stories
podcast.
That are just in my brain forever.
Yeah, because we don't do any research straight from our brains.
No, actually, we just know this stuff. We don't do research, like, on the internet. We do research. We go and we talk to people.
On the ground.
We go...
For every story.
Yeah, for every story, we do really in-depth reporting.
Because we're also reporters.
We are reporters. That's what this podcast is about. It's about accuracy.
It's about journalism.
And it's about journalism.
And integrity.
We're journalists.
If you think about it for even a second, you'll realize...
Fucking journalists.
Correct. Where's our Peabody Award?
Oh, where's my, what's the other one?
Nobel
Peace Prize.
Peace Prize.
No, what's the one that photos get?
The one that the photos get. What's that one?
Yeah,
and please, my Pulitzer.
My Pulitzer. We're journalists. We know what a Pulitzer is.
That's right. We are journalists.
My walls are lined with them.
Cecilia has 12.
I have 12 Pulitzers for my reporting on the Queen Mary and the.
Among others.
Yeah, the Titanic and various other ships.
It's all about ships.
It's all about ships.
It's her special ship
a
time.
Ship reporter.
Have we not talked about that before?
Oh, about my...
Your ship reporter?
I gaslight as a ship reporter.
You gaslight? You moonlight. And the Oscar goes to...
So close.
Gaslight.
So close.
No, you're just too busy girl bossing.
I am.
And gaslighting.
Gaslight.
You're too busy doing
gaslighting. I am gaslighting everyone right now by lying to them.
For sure.
I'm not lying.
No, you're telling the truth.
I'm a reporter and a journalist, and I'm very well educated.
Well, one day you'll get two more up on your wall so you can match my 14 Pulitzers, but someday, you know, you can only hope to be me. Sorry,
I actually have to go home now.
Oh no, stay. We have,
I have to go
to
home
do.
And polish my Pulitzers.
I'm sorry, I can't hang out with you today. My mom says I have to stay home and polish my Pulitzers.
I have to polish my Pulitzers. It's actually really important.
Some people say Pulitzer.
How are you supposed to say it?
I think it's Pulitzer.
I mean, I have 12 of them, so.
You would know, and I have 14.
Pulitzer.
That's like what the jealous kids
Stanley
say.
Stanley Kubrick. This is the hard-hitting reporting.
This is really hard-hitting journalism. You love it.
All right, everywhere.
We promise and you're welcome.
We promise and you're welcome.
That's all we have to say about that. We got some stories for you today.
Sure do.
Because we're journalists.
Yeah.
And this is what we like to call, in Ghost Riverland, a choose your own.
And we sure chose.
And we sure chose our own. And that means I'm telling a story that Cecilia doesn't know, and she's telling a story that I don't know, and it could be from anywhere, anywhere. It's usually ghosts.
Except we know every single ghost story. So we,
except, yeah,
we know all of the details and what we're talking about, but we just don't know, like, what we've chosen.
Correct. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make us sound as though we were ill-informed or uninformed. As if
we didn't know every single ghost story in the
world. We know it all.
World.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The world over.
We are the world's foremost experts on ghosts.
That's right. We are ghost scientists. We've said this many times.
We are ghost scientists.
Correct.
And journalists.
We are doing it all.
We're so smart.
We are.
Gaslight gatekeeper robots.
That's us. Just a couple of gaslighting gatekeeper robots.
Gatekeeper robots. We love it. So today I went to Oneida, New York.
Is that how you say it? Oneida?
Oneida?
I think it's Oneida.
Oneida. Yeah. I went there and I talked to them and they told me that it was Oneida, actually.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Yeah, I went there and I talked to the locals and I talked to the ghosts.
Okay,
and they
great.
Told me about these stories.
I love that for you and for us now.
Yeah. So that's where I went and that's what I can tell you about it. Are you ready?
Great. I'm ready, though I already know the story, but I'm going to react as though I've never heard
it before. Yes. Just pretend that you haven't, because you also are an actor.
An excellent actor. Award winning.
You have so many EGOTs.
I got so many. I got a whole new shelf because I got so many EGOTs.
Shelf of EGOTs.
I have 14 Pulitzers and 19 EGOTs.
You got
so, okay. Come on. Match me.
Wow.
That's us.
Wow. Shit gets off the rails when we're recording together, and it's also almost 11 o'clock
it's
at night.
It's like really nighttime when we're recording.
Nighttime.
And you get us in the same room, and this is where our energy lives.
Yes.
So you're welcome for it. And you like it.
Yeah, so we're going to Oneida,
perfect,
New York, which is in central New York State.
Right.
Upstate New York.
Yeah.
One might say.
New York.
Pretty close to Syracuse.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The capital. Is that right? Yeah.
Syracuse?
It's impossible to tell.
We won't tell you. Need to do some research.
It's impossible to tell if that's the capital
you
of New
need
York,
to do some
I'm
research.
I'm going to say it is. I'm going to say it's Syracuse. Are you looking it up?
No. Okay. I know, Cecilia. I'm telling them they need to look it up.
We know. So it was named after the Oneida tribe, which had a large territory on the land, like, where Oneida is. It's, like, Oneida, what's it called? County, as well.
County. Wow, that's such an American thing. Mm. You know, it's also very American. It is the New York State capital of Albany.
Oh.
Which is not Syracuse. And we knew that.
I think they actually changed it.
You know what? I wouldn't put them past them.
They actually
changed
it. They haven't updated it on the internet yet, but they changed it. And the capital is actually Syracuse.
We would just like to tell you some heartbreaking, hard-hitting news. They've changed it.
The capital
to Syracuse.
Of New York State.
We were probably not supposed to let that out today, but hey, we have a source and they're reliable.
Yeah, it's a reliable source, and actually, the capital of New York is Syracuse. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But we're not in Syracuse, we're in Oneida.
Oneida. So it's Oneida here and Oneida.
Okay, now I definitely have to go home.
No, stay. Please stay.
I have to go.
Suddenly I have to leave.
Suddenly
I have to go and polish my Pulitzer.
I think I left my car running. I have to go.
I'm sorry, I have to leave.
I have to go catch it. So yeah, Oneida, it's named after the Oneida tribe, which had a large territory on the land before colonists moseyed on up and were like, this is mine now.
Yeah. Classic. It's a classic
tale as old as time. Colonization.
And that's as long as time.
And that's
as long
as time.
Basically.
Pretty much.
Almost.
There's still a pretty substantial indigenous population in the area.
Cool. We love to see it.
So we're going to the corner of Main and Stone Streets.
Classic names.
In the historic district of town. It's a pretty small town.
Okay.
But this house in particular is where we are going.
Yeah.
It is a red brick Italianate mansion.
Oh.
It was built in 1862 by wealthy businessman Stephen Head Farnham.
Stephen!
And it's called Farnham Mansion for Stephen Head Farnham.
I wanted you to say Stephen DeLowery, but you didn't.
Stephen what? Said. Stephen DeLowery?
I wanted you to say that, and you didn't say it. Really
friend of the podcast, Stephen DeLowery, actually...
Past guest, pal the pod.
...built this mansion in 1862.
I really
he
wanted you to say that.
He is very, very old.
He is ageless, if you will.
Stephen, if you're listening.
Stephen, we love Hello. You, bud. Hi.
Hey, Stephen.
okay, Taylor Swift, calm down.
So, Stephen Head Farnham, not DeLauer. He got rich because he had an axe factory and a hardware store.
Oh, bitch!
That's how you got rich in the
1850s. That's how you do it!
He was very involved in the Oneida community. He was the president of the National State Bank and also the Glenwood Cemetery Association.
Spooky. Man after our own heart, spooky. Maybe.
And he was the first director of the Oneida Gaslight Company, speaking of.
Speaking of, Gaslight, man after our own heart.
Girl boss.
Oh, I bet. He was girl bossing all
he
over.
He was girl bossing all over Oneida.
He was doing it.
He was girl bossing until 1897 when he died in the house.
Okay.
That's the first guy who died in the house. Let me look at my list.
Bitch.
No, he was actually the third person to die in the house.
That's so many people.
So the 8 people have died in the house.
Oh my god.
According to Wikipedia.
Come on, Wikipedia,
so
give it to us.
So the first one who died in the house was Elizabeth McChesney Farnham, who is his first wife.
Great.
She died of undisclosed, so.
Being a woman.
Yeah. And the second person who died was Frederick James Farnham, who was
his son. Did he also die from being
a
woman?
Of consumption.
Oh, being a woman.
Being a woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Consumerism
and then
capitalism
consumption.
Aim right up.
Stephen Head Farnham. He died in 1897.
Okay.
Of apoplexy.
Not apoplexy. He just had a heart attack. That's
he
what that means.
He died of apoplexy.
So dramatic.
Yeah. So he was the first one to die.
Cool.
There was another Farnham that also died the next year.
Oh dang! After him, number
after
4.
Him, so that's 4 Farnhams died dang. In the house. Before,
Exactly four Farnhams died
in the house.
Four Farnhams.
And then in 1913, his widow, his second wife, his widow, she sold the house to Mary Dyer Jackson, who was an early activist in the suffrage movement.
We love it. We love to see it. We're big fans.
But she only lived there for 5 months before she sold it and moved out.
Okay.
So people, it's like, it's 1913.
Yeah.
People like, they like ghosty things.
People are looking for something to do. It's 1913.
Upstate New York, which is like where, it's like the birthplace of spiritualism. So
it is.
People like to think about ghosts,
they
especially
love it.
Back then, and also now.
Yeah.
So people... Absolutely. The mixture of, like, everybody dying within a short time and then her only living there for, like,
five months
before leaving.
Yeah.
People were kind of like, I wonder...
Something is
afoot.
Going on here.
So they thought maybe it was ghosts.
Ooh.
And then...
Spooky.
After she left... 4 more people have died in the house, like, since.
Oh, dang!
So a total of 8 people have died in Farnham Mansion.
Okay.
The dead were usually found in their bedrooms. The one guy, he died, he was a scientist.
He was a scientist.
His info is somewhere else. Where did I put it? So, Dr. Robert Lewis Crockett...
Oh, great name.
Purchased the house after Mary Dyer Jackson moved out. And he was a physician and surgeon, and he was also a naturalist. So he had a laboratory in the basement.
Oh!
Where he would bring, like, plants and flower specimens and kind of, study them down there. And he died also of a heart attack. In 1946, while working in the lab late one night.
He was working in the larb.
I
love that for him.
When he died of a heart attack.
I don't love that for him.
No.
I love the working in the larb.
But he was working in the lab, so there's just a lab in the basement.
That makes sense, you know.
So there's a couple other, like, owners between then and now. And a couple other deaths.
Ooh!
What
the heck?
He was working in the lab late one night. So because of that, lots of paranormal investigators have looked in the house, especially since the latest owners bought it in 2010. Jerry and Brian Gray bought the mansion, and they were very into the fact that it was spooky and haunted.
Oh, I love that.
So they really went to work restoring it. They restored a lot of the woodwork and marble fireplaces, and they decorated it in a very kind of antique, spooky, dark way.
Really cute!
Because when they first moved there, they turned it into a bed and breakfast called the Collingsworth, which was themed after the TV show Dark Shadows.
I was just going to say, oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So they really leaned into it. They don't have it open as a bed and breakfast anymore. I think they only did that for a couple of years before they
closed the
B&B. But they would have, and I think they still do hold seances and kind of invite paranormal investigators over a lot to take a look at the house.
That's cool.
So they're very open to the idea. Paranormal investigators have looked at the house. They report things like disembodied voices, footsteps, dark shadows.
I mean, the shoe fits.
Dark shadows. They reported shadows darting quickly across the walls.
Ooh, don't like that.
Flickering lights, even some ghostly apparitions.
Dang.
Investigators have claimed to communicate with some of the spirits of the dead with electronic devices. They were very even before they listened to the recordings and things, they were the spirits are talking to us.
They were it's happening.
It's happening.
Okay, so it wasn't until we have to play it back and see if something happened.
No.
They already were we know things are happening.
Yeah, they're definitely this place is haunted.
No way. Love that.
Orbs are seen a lot, especially at the base of the stairs.
Classic.
And people see a lot of mist. Which seem to be drawn to people.
Mists are so freaky, man.
Mist.
Ooh, Maid of the Mist.
The Maid of the Mist.
The freakiest place of all time.
The Maid of the Mist is really freaky.
It's freaky.
Too misty. Too wet.
It's so many maids. So many mists.
So
mist.
Many maids.
They made this mist.
They made this mist. I was in Niagara Falls today.
You were totally in Niagara Falls today.
I saw those falls today.
With your eyes.
My eyes.
Oh my
I didn't
God.
See the Maid of the Mist, though.
No.
I just drove past.
Good. Tell them
it's the classic Southern Ontario way to go to Niagara Falls is just be nearby and be well man, we might as well drive by, right?
You're we're here, so I guess we'll just
drive
the scenic route.
Yeah,
that's so classic. That's me. My family, we went to the States a couple weeks back. Mm-hmm. I was here's a falls.
Is it a waterfall?
Yeah.
There's
At least two.
There's
one? Horseshoe.
Really big.
That's really big.
One, honestly, both of them.
And this other one?
Really fucking big.
It's big, but it's not as cool.
Bigger than most.
That's what we say.
Bigger than most. Ghosts. Speaking of waterfalls, there's
correct.
Mists.
Mists. So many mists.
They, so these, the Grays, Jerry and Brian, they hold seances in the drawing room, which became sort of the seance room.
That's cool.
People reported a lot of experiences when they were doing seances, including Ghost Cat.
Ghost Cat! Bring it back.
We love a ghost cat.
One of our first ever ghosts we ever talked about on this podcast.
Ghost Cat.
A ghost cat.
Yeah, this house has a ghost cat.
Wow, what a gift.
What a gift.
What a gift. What a treat. What a legend. What a life.
Someone also, a group saw a marble just kind of come out of thin air and roll towards them.
Oh, I don't love that.
No.
That is stressful to
and
me.
Someone picked it up and said that it felt hot.
Ugh! Glass is almost never hot.
Marble.
No.
Hot marble.
No. When have you ever felt a hot marble?
Hot
except
marble.
For when you peel it from a tiny child's hand.
Yeah.
And then that's
sweaty.
Yeah, and that's gross.
Sweaty marble.
But
maybe that's what happened. It was in a sweaty
ghost
child.
And they said, here's my marble. Hate that.
It's such an old house thing for things to just come rolling down the hall.
Oh, yeah. It's really scary.
My parents' house is 100 and however many years old.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put a marble on one end of some rooms, it will fully just, like, roll away. Quickly away. Or just, like, roll one way and then roll the other way because the floors
are warped. Yeah, they're just doing their things.
Old house things.
Well, just old house things.
The attic is also kind of haunted. The owners, they at one point they cleaned out the attic and did like a really nice, like, thorough cleaning, vacuum, got rid of shit. And then they just didn't go up there for a while, so they left it for, like, I think they said, like, 6 months to a year. They just didn't go up to the attic.
You don't always go to the attic. It's
It's for storage.
Yeah.
And then after a while, they went back up, and then it was supposed to be, like, cleaned out. They found a slate with a name written on it. And they were pretty sure, like, we definitely didn't leave this out. Like,
ew.
Cleaned out so much, we would have found this. And the name of it was on it was Edna Selkrig. So they kind of did some research.
Yeah, they're like, who's Edna Selkrig?
She was one of Mr. Farnham's granddaughters. So they thought that she was trying to, like, communicate with them. They had never seen the slate before. I had no idea how they got there. So they interpreted it. This is a quote from them. Jerry Gray said, it was almost like a gift for us. That's how we interpreted it. Kind of a thank you for restoring the house and loving it.
Aww.
So it's kind of a...
That's actually really sweet. Yeah.
So they, yeah, they did a lot of, like, renovations and stuff, but they think that, it's like the ghosts are very happy with what they've done and restored it to their, to its old
glory days.
So they're not like what's that movie where they change the house and the ghosts get mad?
Beetlejuice.
That's how they describe that movie.
That's the only way.
That's the only thing that happens in that movie. That's the central point of that movie.
That was the movie you're thinking of, eh?
Yeah.
Like, perfect.
Absolutely.
Read your mind.
Uh-huh.
Read your mind like it's a book I know.
So it's not like Beetlejuice where they, like, fuck up the house.
No, they didn't do that.
It's like the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Where
it's like
they fix the house up and the ghosts and are like, oh, this is so nice.
Hooray.
Thank you so much. I'm going to write my name on slate.
I can write my name on slate as a
the only thing I can write.
Aww.
It's the only thing I know how to write.
I remember how to write. I'm just a ghost.
I'm a ghost.
I'm but a wee ghost.
Unfortunately, the house isn't a B&B anymore.
So dang, yeah.
Bed and breakfast what in the their weird themed house.
That sounds so fun.
But it seems like they might still hold, like, seances and paranormal investigations. Yeah, like events and things.
Okay.
So
we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Pretty fun, pretty cool. It's not too far away from here if we wanted to go on a little day
road trip, baby. Road trip.
Yeah. So that's Farnham Mansion in Oneida, New York.
Wow.
You want to see it?
Yeah, I do want to see it. I'm picturing, Italianate.
It has, like, one big, like, square pillar at the front.
Oh, my God, that's what I was picturing.
Yeah. It's, like, it's very, very classic.
It's totally classic of that era.
Mm-hmm.
1860s, Italianate, red brick, white trim. It's exactly what you think.
Big white pillars.
Big veranda on the front, wrap around.
Very square.
Totally square. That's what makes it Italian. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very Italianate.
Yeah.
With a weird, like, that weird flat roof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not like a mansard, like just like one of those weird Italian roofs.
Yeah.
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 Love it. Well, that's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I really love that you brought up Beetlejuice. Because...
Are you talking about Beetlejuice?
That's the inspiration for my idea today.
It's perfect.
So, let's get going.
It's perfect.
And I'm going to read verbatim from my notes so no one knows, like, nobody thinks I'm being weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because I decided to talk about two of the most haunted covered bridges in the United States.
Beetlejuice.
So when I think of covered bridges, I think New England. Mm-hmm. I think Vermont. I think Beetlejuice.
I think
TBH.
Beetlejuice.
And you can see it's in my second line of my notes.
Beetlejuice.
And I think Beetlejuice.
How did you spell it?
I spelled it right.
Okay. I just thought you spelled it like the other way.
Oh, like
I just like glanced
like
at
Penny
it.
Lane. Like, where the Beatles? No. And so I thought, well, if there's the one in Beetlejuice, which mm-hmm. we all know is a ghost-centered flick,
mm-hmm.
then maybe there's ones in real life that's haunted.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, so what about the one from Beetlejuice? So I Googled it, mm-hmm. and the one from the movie was built for filming and then disassembled. Yes. But much like the house that they built for that thing, mm-hmm. too. They built it for the movie and then they disassembled it. But there's at least a couple infamous covered bridges in America that are allegedly super haunted. In Stowe, Vermont, is one such bridge.
Okay. Stowe, Vermont.
Stowe. S-T-O-W-E.
Okay.
Or Stowe.
Stowe.
Probably Stowe, right?
Probably like, Stowe, I think so. Stowe.
Yeah. I'm thinking like Declaration of Independence, House of Pass and Stowe, Liberty Bell. That's where I'm learning how to say Stowe.
Who?
Nicolas Cage.
Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Is that someone?
No.
It is. Am I making up a name?
Harriet Beecher Stowe. I don't know. Is it maybe? I don't know. He's not someone I know in my personal journalistic journey.
It is. She's an American author. Okay, I didn't make it up.
What did she write?
I'm so smart. Oh, she wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin.
And that's why I don't know her, because I don't know Uncle Tom.
You don't know him?
I ain't got no uncles named Tom. Don't know him.
Well, you haven't met him?
Nope.
Heard he's a nice guy.
Heard he's fine. Heard he's not all that. Built in 1844, it is the only 19th century surviving covered bridge in Vermont.
Okay.
Built using Howe trusses.
Who?
Howe.
Gordy Howe?
Gordy Howe. That's how it's spelled. Howe.
Look at the Howe trusses.
It's a special kind of truss.
Okay.
It's like, it looks like a triangle.
I just have to trust in your trusses.
You just gotta trust in my trust.
Trust in your trusses?
Trust in the trust, Cecilia. Mm-hmm. And it carries a public roadway. So it's like, okay. It has all these, it's like, it's the only one that does this, you know, like, so.
It's the most haunted covered bridge in America.
It's the most haunted bridge in America.
What did you say it was called?
Well, sometimes, and I was just about to get into what it's called. Great question. You're reading my mind. Sometimes it's called the Gold Brook Covered Bridge. Sometimes it's called the Stowe Hollow Bridge.
Ooh, I like that.
Or simply, and usually, it's just called Emily's Bridge.
Oh, who's Emily? Are you going to tell me?
Oh, you got it, baby.
I'm looking it up. I want to see if
it's. And it finds itself. Yeah, it's cool.
It does. It looks like
it. It just is a covered bridge. Covered bridge. It's brown.
Absolutely. Look at those
wood-colored
trusses.
Bridge. Yeah, they're triangle trusses.
No trucks or buses allowed, though.
No, because it's old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's small.
Mm-hmm. It was very small.
And they don't want it.
Mm-mm.
And it's also on the National Register of Historic Places, as well as on lists of the most haunted places in America.
Mm-hmm.
So, this 50-foot-long bridge with a single lane, hence no buses or big, heavy things, is the setting for picturesque and quaint Vermont vibes, but it is also said to be the site of a tragic event.
Is it Emily?
Ding, ding, ding. Back in the bridge's early days of horse-drawn buggy. I'm going to say, let's take that again. Horse-drawn.
Horse-drawn
buggies.
Horse-drawn buggies.
You know the horse.
The horses.
The horses.
The horses are loose.
Catch the horses. Catch
the horses.
Get all the buggies. Well, back in the bridge's early days of horse-drawn buggies and hoop skirts, a young local girl named Emily fell in love.
Aww.
Apparently, she may have been a poor gal and her paramour, a rich boy from a well-off family, according to a 2018 episode of Most Terrifying Places in America. And they decided to meet one another at the bridge, which at that time was called the Gold Brook Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of names for this bridge. So Emily arrived and awaited her love, eager to begin their life together. But he never, say it with me, showed up.
He ghosted.
He literally ghosted her.
Anytime there's any stories on this podcast that are like, they were in love.
They were in love.
You're like, uh-oh.
We already know where this is going.
I don't think this is
going
to end well.
It's going to be good. It never is. Oh, yeah. So he didn't show up. And so the TV show I just mentioned, the one, the Most Terrifying Places in America, gave a version of it and said that she, so distraught, jumped off the bridge and into the brook below. Which was a red flag for me because I find that hard to believe because it's a covered bridge.
It's a covered bridge. How do you jump off? Did you climb on top?
Hello? She just climbs up, scales.
Also, is it
like
a very, like, deep brook? Is it just, like, a
little
stream?
Every other source I read, Cecilia,
gave
a slightly different version to the end of Emily. And they said in her distraught state, she hung herself from the rafters of the bridge. Which makes way more sense. Have you seen those trusses? And today,
they're strong trusses.
They're strong.
Perfect for hanging yourself.
Not for buses, but good enough for Emily, I guess.
No buses on these trusses.
That's right. No buses on the trusses. That's what they should
No buses on the trusses.
They should make it be a
very confusing sign.
No buses on the trusses. No buses on the
trusses. And the bus would be like, what? What are the
buses? The bus would be like, I don't know. I don't trust this. The bus would
be so confused.
Yeah, the bus, not the driver. The bus. The sentient bus. The buses. Bus
would have to jump off the bridge into the brook, babbling brook below.
Maybe that's where they got the story confused with them
all. Oh, it was actually a bus.
It was a bus. Surprise. It was a
confused bus.
It was a confused bus. Well, Emily, back to our gal, who the bridge is named after now. Essentially, still lingers there today, which is why they call it Emily's Bridge. Of course. And in life, Emily was probably just a regular nice girl, but as a ghost, Emily seems very vengeful.
Yikes. Yeah. She became ghost,
and now she ghosts everywhere.
Yeah.
They say she slashes claw-like gouges into cars as they drive through the tunnel. And some pedestrians have even reported emerging from the bridge with claw marks on their backs.
Are they sure there's not just, like, a really bad cat in that bridge?
Well, maybe, because some of them are left bleeding afterwards.
Yeah, so it's bleeding just a sometimes big cat. I walk by my cat.
See, my thought was just also demons.
Demons! Is Emily a demon, though?
I don't know, but the other times people have talked about big scratches, a lot of times people say... Demons. Though we are the leading ghost experts in the world.
We're also the leading demon experts in the world.
Yeah. And what are we to say on the matter? We've not been there. We can't tell you.
No.
But yeah, weirdness, for sure. Big time weirdness. Bad time weirdness. Not fun ghosts.
Not cute.
Not appreciative.
Emily.
Others have reported a few tamer things, too, though. Okay. So it's not always, like, kitten claws, Wolverine-style wounds. Some have reported seeing a white apparition inside the tunnel, hearing footsteps, and also a strange voice coming from inside the tunnel, which freaks me out. And some people have seen lights.
Okay.
They're like, it's weirdness. All the regular ghost things.
Mm-hmm.
But according to VermontHistory.org, Cecilia, the story that I just told, in many of its versions, sprung up in the late 1960s or early 70s, and they have yet to find any proof that anyone has died at the bridge.
Okay.
Regardless, local shops sell souvenirs and postcards with the moniker Emily's Bridge, so its presence is real enough for us.
Have you said, did you say how long the bridge has been there?
Yeah, 1844 was built. So, old.
Yeah. So shit could have gone down in, like, the 1800s and it just didn't get, like, reported or got, like, lost.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I read from VermontHistory.org, they said sometime between 1840 and 1940 is when this story, people say, happened. So like, it's, like, that one is of those, a 100-year
period.
Yeah, it's, like, it could be anywhere or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, in early days, in like the 1840s and earlier even, or even after, a little bit, even to the turn of the next century. Sometimes when bad things happen, people cover it up. It's still today, but you have a harder time covering it up today.
Yeah. But she put shame on the family.
You know, like maybe it was one of those things.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it. Yeah. It didn't happen. We don't
talk about Emily.
We don't talk about Emily. I feel like there's a song about that.
Mm.
But regardless, it's talked about. It's legendary.
We do talk about Emily.
We do talk about Emily, apparently.
Yeah.
And that's a real enough ghost for us.
Mm-hmm.
Another place in the USA, Cecilia, known for their covered bridges, is the state of Iowa.
Is it?
Apparently.
Okay.
I always think, like, Vermont, New England, Iowa, they got lots of bridges.
I don't usually think of Iowa. Sorry, Iowa.
Sorry, Iowa. Does anyone really ever know?
What is that? Does Iowa have potatoes? Idaho.
Iowa's got corn.
Oh, Iowa's got corn.
The thing I know about Iowa, the musical, The Music Man takes place in Iowa.
Oh.
They got Trouble in River City.
I've never met The Music Man.
Me neither. Harold Hill.
Do you know The Music Man?
Do you know The Music Man? Good night, The Music Man.
I don't know.
That's the song. What? That's a song from that musical.
It's Good Night to The Music Man. No.
I changed that. You're like, really? It's that terrible? I was like,
what?
No, but The Music Man is on Broadway again right now.
Who?
Starring Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman?
And Sutton Foster.
Who?
Yeah, as far as I know.
She sings Good Night, she sings, The Music Man.
Good Night, The Music Man. And then the show, Curtains.
Curtains, yeah.
It's Curtains.
Okay.
Great show, great show.
Beautiful. Bravo, marvelous. Bravo.
Well, okay, I'm off topic. Again, talking about a musical, but it's not the musical I was supposed to be talking about, so hold on.
What are you supposed to be talking about?
I'm going
to
tell you.
Oh my God, we're in Idaho.
We're in Iowa.
We're in Iowa.
You're not Ralph Wiggum. You're not Idaho.
I'm Idaho.
My favorite moment of all time. That's amazing. No, we're in Iowa, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Named for the Iowa tribe, which is the folks who live there. Yeah.
Okay.
I know that. Why do I know that? I don't know.
Because you wrote it in your book?
No, I didn't. That's just something I know.
Oh, you wrote it in your brain.
Off the cuff. Because I'm a journalist.
Anyways, and she has things in a ring.
She's a journalist. You might as well call her an encyclopedia.
Ooh.
She's full of thoughts.
That's what they say about journalists.
Encyclopedias.
Always be encyclopedia.
Always be in
encyclopedias. Encyclopedia-ing.
That's right.
Through real Encyclopedia Brown over here.
That's right.
Who's that?
I just raised my hands to the ceiling and shrugged because
I love to just bring things up and then be
you
like
to just say
just like to just say things and hope that today it's something.
You're doing word association.
But it's all things that I'm like Harriet Beecher Stowe, yeah. Encyclopedia I'm Brown. Like, and I'm like, do I know who that is?
Judge Joe Brown. I know who that is.
Meet Joe Black.
Cup of Joe.
What did I say? Is it like a book or
Encyclopedia
something?
Brown. It's probably.
Encyclopedia Britannica.
Britannica. I know that. Is Brown the American version?
Oh, yes. Nah, he's a guy.
Aww.
He's a boy detective.
Oh, hooray!
We love a boy
detective. We love a boy detective. The best kind of boy detective.
Boy detective.
I see him with my own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That did trigger something in my brain, but I was not enough to know what's going on.
He gets his man.
Oh! Gets his man! Mm. We love a gay detective. A gay boy detective. Good for him.
Yeah, he's figuring it out.
He's just figuring out his life. He gets his man.
He gets his man.
That's all we can hope for in the end.
Alright.
Well,
Carly, do we always get your man?
Not always, but you know who else does?
Oh.
This other story I'm about to tell.
Yes, okay.
So, back to Iowa, yes. The state of Iowa.
Idaho.
And we're talking about the bridges.
Yes.
They're so famous for these covered bridges in Iowa, they even inspired the book, movie, musical, The Bridges of Madison County. We love to learn.
Okay.
I had never clued in that Madison County was in Iowa.
I had no idea.
Here we are learning today. We love it.
I've never really thought about the bridges of Madison County. It's just one of those things that's like, you know about the bridges. It's like a encyclopedia
brown.
You know
about
something
it.
Something that I would say, and then people would be like, oh, could you tell me one thing
and
about the bridges
like,
of Madison County?
There's bridges
I'd be like, no,
in
but
Madison
now
County.
You know who's in the bridges of Madison County? Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep.
Yes. Well, you're spoiling my words.
Sorry.
Hold on and wait. So, one of these bridges that is prominently featured in the novella is the Roseman Covered Bridge.
Okay.
Oh, and it just so happens to be apparently haunted.
Ooh,
that's not how they talk in Iowa. That's just how I felt like saying.
Okay.
Built in 1883 over the Middle River at 107 feet, it is two times as long as Emily's Bridge.
Mm.
And while Emily's Bridge is a natural brown color, like we mentioned earlier, Roseman's is a bright barn red.
Nice, like the one in Beetlejuice.
It looks a lot more like the one from Beetlejuice. Visitors, like Beetlejuice, the one from Beetlejuice looks like the exact shape of the one of Emily's Bridge,
yeah,
but
I just
meets
found
the Roseman, smushed them together.
I just found the Roseman.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it.
No, it looks like candy apple barn red.
It looks like a garage.
Yeah, it's like got a weird shape to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you mash the two together, you get the bridge from Beetlejuice.
Why does the bridge need to be covered?
For the rain.
Yes. Ooh, they were also known as kissing bridges as they were placed as young couples could secretly meet and
kiss.
Because
it's secret. Secret.
That's why they're covered.
Just for the young
children. For the kissing.
Visitors to the covered bridge have reported muffled laughing or men yelling.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying both.
What about kissing?
They haven't reported any kissing, but that's probably because they're doing the kissing. And as they're doing that, they report secret kissing. Secrets. You kind of can't report the kissing.
They report secret kissing.
Not to the police.
It's secret. It's secret.
And while it's been over a century since carriages drawn by horses were the norm, sometimes folks report hearing rolling wagon wheels sounding across the bridge floor.
Okay.
Which is freaky. Also, the bridge is allegedly complete with its own cold spot right in the middle, where travelers have reported seeing apparitions.
Okay.
Kind of has it all. Furthermore, when some... I wrote furthermore. Because that's who I am today.
you're a journalist.
Just stop myself. I'm a journalist. It's very evident in my writing.
Yes. That's why you have 14 Pulitzers.
I know. Yeah, I know
that. That's why
that.
You have 17 EGOTs.
I do. Well, almost. Working on it. I think I have 16... No, 19 EGOTs.
That's more than 17.
Yeah, I forgot all the other two. They were recent.
I was going to say, they're so long ago.
Recent, long, time is fake. So yeah, it's really both.
Yeah.
Furthermore, when some folks try walking their dogs across the bridge, so you'll be interested in this, is dogs.
Dogs.
They get very hesitant and their hackles rise on their necks as if they sense something their two-legged friends don't.
Oh no.
Dogs know all.
Mm-hmm.
And these dogs are like, no, this is not a bridge for me. So why so much possible ghostly activity? Well, there's two legends attached to the Roseman's Covered Bridge. And I got a lot of my info today from Wikipedia, AtlasObscura.com, CNTraveler.com, OnlyInterstate.com, and MadisonCounty.com.
Okay, Madison County, bridges.
Madison County. Bridges of Madison County. And I'll bring it up again in the end, I promise.
Meryl Streep.
As with Emily's Bridge, one of these stories is rooted in forbidden love.
Ooh,
secret kissing. Once a young couple in the area fell in love, but the woman's father was very disapproving of the match.
No.
One night, en route to his love, the young man went on horseback, and instead of meeting his lady love, was met by her father and his friends.
Oh, no.
The group chased the young lover boy, who turned and galloped away. As they chased him, he rode into the bridge on his horse, witnessed by the gang chasing him. But then, only the young man's horse emerged from the other side. The young man was never seen or heard from again.
Did they eat him?
I don't know! Why is that your first question? I've been sitting with this story all day. Not once did it ever cross my mind. Did they eat him?
Because he went in and then he never came out.
It did cross my mind. Oh, they maybe killed him and, you know, hit him. But not did they eat him.
No one.
He was like, his body was never found. He must have been eaten.
Way to hide a body.
Perfect crime. Cannot be traced.
Why does nobody think of this? Oh wait, yes, Mooney Todd thought of this.
Why is no one else doing this? Good thing you're not that girl's father.
Why?
You can turn a whole Iowa town into cannibals.
No, just a few guys.
Just me and my guys.
Just me and my bros.
Just me and the boys. Saturdays are for the boys.
Saturdays are for eating my daughter's boyfriend.
With the boy.
The boy. They'll never be able to find his body if you ate him.
That's true.
Then a nice little cookout, no one can see him.
Never seen
he's
again. Never seen again. The other legend linked to the Roseman Covered Bridge is from 1892.
Okay.
That year, a man escaped from the Madison County Jail. As he was chased, he went into the bridge. Makes sense. He's trying to cross.
Did he get eaten too?
To catch him, the sheriff's posse broke into two groups to apprehend the man, blocking both sides of the tunnel, cornering him to prevent an escape. They then heard a blood-curdling scream come from the escapee, but when the sheriff's men went inside the bridge, he was gone. Vanished into thin air. The men sort of reasoned maybe he disappeared up and out of the bridge roof, but he was never found. And so it was just agreed that anyone capable of such a feat must be innocent.
What?
They kind of stopped looking for him.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they were like,
Excuse me.
Hey.
What?
Hey, anyone.
What was his crime?
We don't know.
But he must have been innocent if he couldn't disappear.
I think it's one of those things, like, God wouldn't let a person who's not innocent get away. He only would let the innocent get...
I thought they were like, he's so smart that he must be innocent.
So smart. He mustn't have chosen to do it. It's also like one of those, you know, like when they used to hang people and like they had like three tries to get it or else they were like divine intervention. Like God just doesn't want this person to die. So we'll let them go. I think it's maybe one of those things. It's like, where they were like, hey, he got away. God must have wanted him to get away.
It sounds just like an excuse. They're like, well, he got away. I guess this was meant to be.
I think
we don't have to look for him, actually.
Yeah, actually, we're not going to be looking for him at all. Because, he must have not have done it.
And we don't have to look for him.
I think it's absolutely that.
Convenient excuse.
We love an excuse. So regardless.
Why did he scream, though?
I don't know. There's so many questions, especially with the Roseman Bridge. Too many questions, not enough answers. Mm. Cannibals? Maybe. We don't know.
Are people thinking about this? Maybe he got eaten too. Maybe he ran into the bridge and the cannibals were there.
Covered bridges attract cannibals.
I think so.
Cannibal bridges? Question mark?
Maybe. We'll never know.
Well, we're not going to go visit them now.
Maybe we have to get another Pulitzer.
Yeah, we could get a joint Pulitzer this time.
For our Cannibal Bridges story.
We'd love that for us. Yep. Catch us on the internet.
BBC News.
BBC's definitely going to pick up this story. And then we're going to get a Pulitzer. Yep. Well, regardless of if these stories have resulted in some specters, Roseman Covered Bridge is absolutely spooky on a morning when the foggy mists have rolled in. And that's the story of some of the covered bridges. I would like to recommend for the Bridges of Madison County, the musical. Because the song, 1 Second and a Million Miles, sung by Kelly O'Hara and Stephen Pasquale, is one of the best duets in the musical theater canon. It's iconic. It is
the movie
hot.
A musical?
The movie is a musical. No.
Sing?
No, but I just wrote, but I can't recommend the movie. Because I haven't seen it, and it has Meryl Streep, and also Clint Eastwood.
Does she sing?
No, it's not a musical. It's a movie.
Does she sing?
That movie came before the musical. The musical's from, 2014 or something. It's amazing. This song. I want to play this song. This song is really beautiful. It's just, it's so good. It's so good! I listened to it as I wrote these stories today, and I was just like...
But what if it was sang by Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep?
I'd kill myself and let them eat me.
Wow.
In a covered bridge.
The perfect place for a midnight snack.
Whether delicious.
It's a kiss or eating a human man.
So many snacks. So many options. We love a covered bridge.
We love options.
Yeah.
Were you watching Beetlejuice or something?
No! It just came
to
my
brain.
You
just thought about it?
I just thought... I love Beetlejuice. Covered bridges. There's gotta be some hot covered bridges.
There's two of them.
There's exactly two.
There's
no more.
All the rest of them? Not haunted.
Not worth mentioning.
Why are they covered? Did you look into a history of covered bridges?
No, I just know it was a big thing in the mid-1800s. Covered bridges. The covered bridges. The wooden uncovered wooden bridges typically have a lifespan of only 20 years. A covered bridge could last over 100. So I think that maybe is why.
Only about 1 in 10 survived the 20th century. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Truss bridge.
Yeah.
Movable? No.
Oh, the oldest surviving truss bridge in the world, Cecilia, is in Switzerland. First built in the 1300s.
Holzbrücke Bad Seckingen.
Yep.
Wow.
Spans the Rhine.
Wow, the Rhine. Oh, it must be big.
From Germany to Switzerland. First built before 1272 and was destroyed and rebuilt.
It's not that big, but look at it. It looks very Swiss.
Oh, it is. It's got a weird, almost thatched roof.
Yeah.
Vibe. Not the New England vibe.
No. It looks very different.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So, covered bridges help the bridges to be bridges longer.
Oh, it helps the bridges to be bridges longer.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Longer bridges, please.
Yeah.
Both in length and in time.
Mm-hmm.
We love bridges.
Main article, lists of covered bridges.
Do you think there's such things as covered bridges enthusiasts?
We're them now.
I know, but can we find more of us?
Yeah.
Is there more of us? That's my question.
Let's put out a shout out on the internet.
Shout out to our covered bridges homies.
Covered bridges.
Where are you at? Let us know your favorite covered bridge.
Yeah, tell us your favorite covered bridge and send us a picture.
That's right. We'd love to see it. And we'll be posting these pictures of these two bridges to our Instagram. So you can see them. Echoes are everywhere.
The Edgar Allan Poe story, never bet the devil your head.
Oh my god, stop, you're down a hole. I'm just looking at
covered bridges in fiction. Oh, In the Mouth of Madness.
Oh, he had a covered bridge in there?
Yeah, it's like a movie. It's like a John Carpenter horror movie. But he goes through the covered bridges as like a portal between worlds.
I love that.
Yeah, like there's a weird town.
It's, Brigadoon. But what? With the covered bridge. Brigadoon.
What?
Brigadoon.
What?
Schmigadoon?
No, don't know him.
Mm. Well, that's what it is.
Okay. Cool. All right. That explains it.
Yeah. Well, in Brigadoon, they walk across a bridge and they're in another, place.
I don't know what Brigadoon is.
It's a musical. Oh. And Schmigadoon is also a musical, but it's a TV show musical.
TV show musical.
It's the one with Keegan-Michael Key and Cecily Strong.
I heard it. I did not watch it.
You should watch it. It's funny. That's a musical you could laugh
there's
at.
Too many shows.
It's only like 6 episodes or something. It's very short.
Too many shows.
Well, then come over again and we'll watch it someday.
The Ponte Vecchio.
That's in Italy. It's in Venezia. No, it's not. It's in Florence.
This is a different Ponte Vecchio.
It's in Florence. Ponte Vecchio. Old bridge. That's what that means.
Yeah.
You know, you took Italian.
I did it. I said, Ponte Vecchio.
Italy. Yeah, lots of covered bridges in the world.
Yeah. And we learned all about them. And now we're all experts on covered bridges and we're covered bridge enthusiasts.
We're covered bridge enthusiasts. Tacking on to the things we love. Trains, covered bridges, ghosts. Those are the three things we love.
And all of those things are everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
You're
welcome, everyone.
You're welcome, kids.
Planet Earth.
Kids.
You're welcome, cannibals. Cows. Of covered bridges.
Yeah.
Sorry for calling you out.
You're welcome, cannibals. You finally got your representation on our show.
We know you've been asking to be represented.
We know you really wanted us to talk about you. That's why I had to pick it up. That's why I had to just, seemingly bring it up out of nowhere.
That's right. That's why you brought it up for the shock
value. I was actually trying really hard to bring that up.
You were trying to find a way to weave it in.
Super random that's what I thought of.
You're so smart. It actually was
hard-hitting journalism.
Wow.
And I was thinking about it the whole time, and that's why I was like, oh, this is the perfect time to ask you if they ate him.
I get it. It was part of your agenda all along.
Yeah, it actually was really thought out. And
well, the funny part is I knew you had a piece of intel, and I was setting you up for it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It was a very obvious setup. Yeah. That's why I was like, oh, wow, yeah, this is the perfect spot for it.
I know. So, see, together, we will get another Pulitzer.
Yes. For this.
For this episode. As well as the piece that will come after.
Oh,
about
of course.
The cannibals.
Yeah.
So, really, we're bound for two Pulitzers. The companion piece of this episode.
Yes.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
That you'll definitely be able to find on the BBC. Still pick
it
up.
Yeah, the BBC,
right?
They're picking it up.
Yeah.
BBC 2.
BBC Radio 3.
BBC Radio 3.
No, we're liars.
What? We would never.
We could never.
Girl boss.
We're just a couple of gatekeeping gaslighting
girl bosses.
Girl bosses. That's us, baby, and you love it, and you know it, and you're welcome.
You're welcome, Carly.
Yeah.
Have you seen any ghostly?
I hear that clock.
Oh my god! Is that a ghost clock?
It's a ghost. No, it's we have a clock. Okay.
Phew. It looks like a clock, actually.
Okay, thank God. No ghosts for me.
Okay.
What about you, Cecilia? Have you seen any ghosts lately?
No, I think not.
No, you think not, or no, you know not.
Well, maybe I saw one and I didn't know what it was a ghost.
You didn't see it.
Maybe
you
I thought.
You didn't know it?
But it was just a person. I just thought it was a person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I've been watching a lot of creepy TikToks. And they, some of them are like, when you go through a crowd, probably three out of the people you see in the crowd are ghosts. And I'm like, where are people getting these numbers from?
Who's collecting these stats?
Who's the greatest? Yeah, like, he's collecting this.
Three in 400 people you see are actually
ghosts. Also, like, where you're standing right now, someone has died. And I'm like, what?
Are you sure?
Are you very certain?
Like, okay, maybe.
At some point in time, someone. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Spooky.
Like the circle of life.
Oh, people be dying.
People be dying. People like, die. I was thinking about that and I was just like, do they mean people as like any living being? Because that's probably true.
People?
Like spiders. Like a spidey or a little ant. Too. Well, that's what I'm saying. If they're counting them as people, which they are people, everyone could be people if they try.
Spiders are people.
I agree. We are all people.
We're working for spiders' rights here on this podcast. We say right. Spiders are actually people.
Surprise. You're welcome.
Peter Parker.
Spider-Man. He's the spokesman for it. He's the poster child.
He says, spider rights.
Yeah.
Spiders are people too.
I heard him say it.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man. He's the Spider-Man. Well, that's been another one of these.
You know it. And this is us.
And this is us. Back at it. Where can the good people find us on the internet?
So? Oh, all over the place. We have Instagram at Ghosts Are Everywhere Pod.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing on... Nope. It's GAE Pod on Twitter. And we have a good old Gmail.
That's right.
GhostsAreEverywherePod@gmail.com.
That's right. You could give us a little wee email if you like.
You can send us all of your covered bridge facts and we will read them aloud on the podcast.
Oh my god. We will. We would. If you did, if you provided us
if you sent us any fun facts, we will not fact check. We will just read them on the podcast.
Specifically
that
the covered bridges.
Is the Ghosts Are Everywhere promise.
Yeah.
We also have a Etsy store with some stuff.
Yeah,
on it.
We totally do. A couple little doodads and bill-bobs.
You know what? You can just go on our Instagram and
you'll
click
figure
our,
it out.
Our thing.
Our link tree.
Our link tree.
Our link in our bio.
Our tree.
You'll
of
see
links.
It there.
And there's all kinds of there's
all kinds of good
there.
Stuff. Patreon,
all
everything.
All kinds of good stuff.
You got options, and we love to give them to you. Well, we got things cooking, but we're not going to tell you about them. You like it, and we like it too. And, we'll see you next week.
As always, gaslight, gatekeep, girl boss.
That's it.
The Ghost Bye. Of Everywhere Promise.